Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Okay. You want to eat what is looking like a lot of candy canes?
Yeah, we do have several flavors to go through. a quick reminder, last year we did a candy cane palooza as well. And at that point, we knocked out regular peppermint and like the run-of-the-mill basic fruit flavors. So those are not making an appearance this year. But don't worry, these are plenty fruity.
We have got the fruit game covered.
Yeah. And that's on me. I'll take that. I was just collecting anything that I thought sounded interesting for my treat bags and the snack queens. They got the brunt of it.
They're not even all the same flavors. So this should be a nice mix.
Hopefully. Do you want to do a rundown of them or just jump on in?
Yeah, let's give them a little teaser of what we got.
Do you want to say it?
I can. So the first one I'm holding is the Skittles candy cane. Advertising that it is 5 flavors in 1 cane.
They're pretty.
They are very pretty. And I am seeing 5 colors. The next single flavor box we have is, and the only candy cane not manufactured by the Spangler Candy Company, which I thought was interesting, is the Funfetti candy cane, which, oh, now that I'm looking closer at it, does have Funfetti. Up until this point, I thought the Funfetti was just on the wrapper.
Oh, yeah, I think the dots are there.
We have a Starburst assortment, which will give us classic lemon and strawberry Starburst flavor, as well as a, for me, never before sampled flavor of Starburst, green apple.
Ooh, everybody's favorite.
The one I know Elizabeth is looking most forward to. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. He's having playtime.
It's like, to me, it's kind of like this ambient noise. I can hear it happening, but it's like not bothering me. I don't know if okay. That's the same experience for our listeners.
Well, guys, just so you know, Loki has joined us today and is chasing the treats from his advent calendar that he refuses to eat. Anyway, our fourth collection of candy canes today is the Sour Patch Kids. Claiming to be sour than sweet, so we shall see. And actually, now that I'm looking at the box, they do not define which flavors they are. So there is red, green, and orange.
That is literally what I wrote on my paper. I was like, I guess.
And then our last box are the Lifesavers fruit variety. And these I'm intrigued by. These are some oddball flavors.
Yeah, funky.
We got your typical wild cherry, and then pineapple and watermelon. So if you're following along, yes, that is 11 candy canes we're going to try today.
It is a bunch.
I am going to vote that when we are rating, like the packs that have multiple flavors, we rate as a whole.
Love it. Big fan.
We're Where would you like to start?
Let's do the Funfetti because I just feel like it's an outlier.
Okay.
All right, I'm going with the same technique as last year. I'm going to break off the cane and try and leave the stick intact. Also, over my mouth so any little bits don't get on me. All right, any smell getting to you at first?
It's very vanilla.
Yeah. This might be the peak. Oh, so it is some on the wrapper and some in.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It is, it actually looks more like Funfetti now that I've taken the wrapper off, but it's definitely not as pretty.
No, the, I probably would have maybe rolled them in the sprinkles before.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Anyway. Ready?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Why is anyone eating that?
Well, it's a little bland.
If you've ever wondered what a candy cane or hard candy would taste like before they add any flavors, I think we just had it.
Yeah, this was maybe made near vanilla.
They like spritz some in the air.
But the thing is that I definitely don't mind it. I just probably wouldn't. I know, and I know they were difficult for you to find. I probably wouldn't seek them out.
They were difficult to find, and I did seek them the most. And I don't regret it.
Yeah, I'm honestly just going to give that a 7 because that is pleasant, and I feel like I'm still coming off of the shell shock of last week's chips, so it seemed really nice.
I am gonna give it a 5. It's just meh.
I have a tiny box to collect my chewed bits.
Smart.
Okay. Well, I would say off to an okay start. I have some Ritz sandwich crackers that I don't feel I need to cleanse my palate just yet.
No, there is nothing to cleanse. Should we go Skittles?
Yeah, let's do the other solo one. I'm just excited to see if we can identify the different flavors.
I know. These are really pretty. This might be the prettiest one we have today.
Pretty fruity scent.
Not necessarily Skittles.
Yeah. So where I broke mine, a white cane in the middle with the flavors along the outside. And now I'm putting it to the test.
Whoa.
That tastes like Skittles. That's super weird. Do you remember when we had the fruit by the foot, the Starburst fruit by the foot, and they smelled just like it, but they didn't taste like it? This is like the opposite.
The exact opposite, because I can taste each of the 5 flavors.
That is like a very funky experience.
Is this what Willy Wonka was going for in the Everlasting Gobstopper?
I think so. Did we look? What company did you say it was?
Spangler.
Perhaps a descendant of the Wonkas? Well, I think that's so fun. Are you crunching it?
I'm crunching it, baby. Oh, I can't. I bit off a bigger piece.
Listen, I might be getting buck wild. I'm giving it a 9.
Wow.
I love that.
I think I'm giving it an 8. I don't know that any candy cane's gonna... I don't know. I might be speaking too soon. We're only 2 into 11 canes. But I don't know that a candy cane is gonna rank that high for me. But that was a fun experience. And I would eat another one of those, or at least finish the one that I opened.
Yeah, I like that. I'm excited. Those got... I did a double thing, and those got like put in a lot of the kids' bags, and I think that they're going to be thrilled. I don't know that they'll be feeling the same way about the funfetti. Okay.
Speaking of Starburst, should we move on to Starburst?
Yes, I'd like to give these a go. Let me detach Santa doing the mountain yoga pose. There we go. Hi, which one first?
I'm holding yellow.
Awesome. So that again is lemon. I was looking to see if there was a trick. I know that most yellow things are lemon. Okay. I was just looking. Here we go.
Okay. Is that a little too sour for you?
I think that's okay. I think it has a little bit of that starburstiness.
A little bit. It's pretty lemony. Which yellow is not my favorite starburst, so I'm not as much of an expert as I think I will be with the strawberry.
Okay, so should we do green apple as a finale then?
I think so. The most mysterious of them all.
All right, strawberry.
It smells strawberry, but again, not specifically Starburst strawberry.
Yes. Oh, I do like that.
That was very flavorful. Again, not necessarily Starburst.
I'm not thinking that these are juicy. Okay.
Pink Starburst is a little more mellow flavored. This was very strong strawberry.
I would agree with that. Now, this green, if I grabbed, I would assume it was a cute little mint. But I would be wrong. Whoa, that is scented to the heavens. You know what?
What?
Our most recent fake apple experience was that candy corn. This is way more pleasant.
It is. This is really nice. It makes me think of the green apple Skittle, RIP.
Yeah. You were.
Lime is back.
I liked those.
Yeah, I would not be mad about receiving any of those in a treat bag.
Woohoo! That's what we're looking for. While Sarah thinks about her score, my kids are also getting some Hawaiian Punch flavored candy canes, Swedish Fish, that should be crazy, Dum Dums, and Sweet Tart. So, in addition to our variety, they're in.
Those are the flavors I could not find. The wild ones are a big hit in the Nashville area.
I get that. I started searching. Whoa.
I made myself laugh and I choked on my spit.
Are you okay? It sounded like a balloon, like that you squeezed it while you were letting out air, you know?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I give the Starburst an 8. I'm having a really nice time.
I also give them an 8. They were. There was not a bad one in the bunch. Though not necessarily Starburst flavored.
Yeah. That would be maybe where it got knocked down a peg. It sounds like absolute carnage right now.
Okay, we're gonna sit for a minute and I'm gonna see if I can get a picture of what is going on.
Okay.
No, he's not gonna do it. Really? Really?
Well, feel free to pause us if it gets going again.
Okay. Well, he like turned his head away and acted like he's not paying attention to them anymore, but he's trying very hard to reach the candy canes. Where do you want to go next?
Maybe a Sour Patch.
Okay.
I'm interested in tasting some colors.
Who do you have up first?
Mine are taped together, so currently all three.
All of them at once. You are wild.
Okay. I got orange wrangled free.
Okay. Wow. What a snap on those. For both of us. Ooh, that is an orange scent.
Yeah, that is pretty. It smells like orange soda.
Okay, you ready?
No. My tiny piece still has plastic on. I can't get it off. Okay, go ahead. I didn't love it, but I did not think that it was sour.
I thought it was a very nice orange flavor. But no, it is not sour whatsoever.
Yeah, and you can believe that because we both said it. Green. Is that okay?
Yeah. Man, they have just like a really great stamp.
I just don't understand what's different about this wrapping, but it is...
Now, I do not smell the green apple at all on this. Or lime is green. Yeah, green Sour Patch is lime, isn't it?
I think it might be based on what I'm tasting. This one seems more sour, though it is not. I hope that that makes sense. The citrus is like an implied sour, but it's not hitting my tongue. Did you just send me a picture?
I did.
It's just look.
Just pawing, like, ever so often. Go away.
That was better than I thought it would be for a line experience.
Yeah, it was a pleasant flavor. I'm a little disappointed at this point that the lack of sour.
Yeah, they're just sweet patches.
Okay, Red. Don't let us down.
Yeah, first they're red, and then they're sour. This one didn't pop.
Nope. Quit it. Stop it.
Ooh, I like the taste of this.
This is the most sour of the three. It does not taste like a red Sour Patch Kid, but it is nice.
Yeah, that's bringing it up for me. Well, I'm evaluating it on liking that it was not sour. I don't mind being lied to. So I'm going to, well, I loved that last one. That bumps it up for me. That's an 8 as well. Nothing has been less flavorful than the Funfetti. My lowest is at a 7 so far.
I think you were really shooting high with that Funfetti 7. That said, these were all really good. And this might be our most boring rated episode, because this is also an 8 for me. These were yummy.
This next one, the pineapple might be too crazy for me. So you might get some excitement. Keep listening. All right, Lifesavers, our last journey. I'm not feeling over sugared right now, but I've really done just licks.
I've done tiny little bites, except this red one. I literally bit off more than I could chew. I have a question.
I'm ready.
About your Lifesaver assortment. Are all three of your canes different sizes?
Yes. My pink is the longest. Wait, but it has the smallest hook.
My pineapple is the tall guy with a short hook. And then watermelon, and then cherry has a very long hook.
Yeah, these are very peculiar. And they're wrapped in something different.
This is weird that they all came from the same company, because these are definitely produced in some, like, separate factory.
Yeah. Okay, where shall we go?
I say, let's start off with the pineapple.
Yeah.
You're worried? I'm excited.
I'm a little worried. Okay, I'm ready to... Oh, mine's already broken. Can you think of the last time you had a Lifesaver?
No. When I was a kid, though, Santa used to put Lifesaver books in our stocking every year. But I haven't had one in a long time.
I think this is nice.
This tastes just like a pineapple Lifesaver.
And that makes sense to me, because it is literally the same candy in a different form. It's like there's nothing different about how it's being presented to us.
But it does look different. So.
Color-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that it's a cane and not a circle. But the food coloring could have added flavor.
Yeah, but I liked it.
I like that a lot.
My tiny box is almost full. Which one? I have one in my hand. What do you think it is?
Watermelon.
Yes.
Is your watermelon really loosely wrapped?
No, my pineapple was.
There were no standards, like no control. It's like at this factory.
One person was just in charge of doing what they wanted. All right, watermelon.
Whoa.
That scent hit me immediately.
Punch me in the face.
Now, I like real watermelon flavor, and I like fake watermelon flavor.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was so good.
I feel like maybe I should be getting Lifesavers.
I don't remember watermelon being in the assortment, but maybe they've updated their flavors like Skittles does, and apparently Starburst has.
All these candy companies are just innovating. but they're doing it with no promotion. All right, so Wild Cherry is left. I expect to like this. This one's also loosely wrapped.
This is also loosely wrapped for me. I expect to love it, and I'll be this will be the most disappointing if it does not hold up to its source flavor. Oh, but it smells correct.
Yeah, I think that you're going to be happy.
Chef's kiss.
I can't believe that.
I'll tell you what, out of the five boxes of candy canes that we had, I was the least excited to try the Lifesaver ones. I thought there was no way they would be good.
I was right there with you. I had no faith.
And here they are, my favorite, and making me eat my words that there's no way a candy cane could ever be a 9. Because these are a 9.
I also did. 9s across the board. Merry Christmas.
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay. I wanted to, before we get into some of our favorites of the year, I wanted to go through and do a little snapshot look at everything that we've given pretty high ratings to.
Okay.
Anything that I just see that has something glaringly low. So we both really liked the assorted cake Godiva chocolates.
Oh yeah, those were great. I finished those.
In the birthday treats episode, they were really good. And we both gave pretty high scores to the snack crate boxes in general. We also started off with such a high rating on the Candy Club episode. We both gave 9s to the cotton candy taffy and the jelly pretzels, and I would eat them again right now.
I kid you not, I was just thinking about the cotton candy taffy yesterday.
It's good. Something else that we loved very unexpectedly was the chocolate caramel peeps. Sarah actually rated that the highest out of anything and higher than anything I rated, which is rare.
I was feeling generous, and those were so good.
Yeah, then we got into a small issue. We had a healthy episode in which Sarah gave something a 0.5. And we didn't see stellar scores again until the Popcorners episode. And I think if I pick something out of the entire year, I would pick those Kettle Corn Popcorners. I've bought them many times afterwards.
I have not, but I would eat them right this minute. And maybe because I'm just so sugared up, I would lean more towards the white cheddar. Those things were good.
I liked those too. And before we got to candy canes, the last time that a 9 would be seen on the board were for the salt and vinegar chicken chips from Flock.
And I'll tell you what, I ordered some with their Black Friday sale, and one, ordered them because they were on a great deal, then an hour later got a text message from them that there was a free shipping code, and I emailed their support, and they took they edited my order and refunded my shipping money.
That's so awesome.
Great customer service. And then they arrived a couple days ago, and I've already had a bag of my Hattie B's, and they're as good as I remember them being when we recorded the episode.
That's very nice. I like that they were responsive and they took care of that for you.
Yeah, like really quickly too. Big fan, big fan. Sponsor us.
We'll try. Ooh, I'd love to make something with your pork breadcrumbs. Send them to
yes.
me. Okay, so we thought that we would do kind of like maybe not a best of, because I don't think that any critic could look at the list that I've compiled. Oh, sorry. And agree that these were the best things of the year. But definitely what I have enjoyed and I have been my favorites. Is that kind of how you put it in?
Yeah, I did mine in three categories. Best movie, best TV, and best music. And again, I'm not saying it's the best, but my favorites.
Ooh, okay. I'm so excited to see how many. I bet that we have some overlaps on TV, and I bet we have no overlaps on music.
I would agree.
So let's start with movies then.
I had two standouts on my movie list. One, I went into knowing I was going to love and was not disappointed, and that was Cruella.
I put a little star next to that on my list. Boom, boom, boom. Very good.
Killer soundtrack. It was fun to look at. And scrolling through my AMC app, I see that I saw it twice. So, really loved it. And I think that's the only movie this year that I saw twice.
I put Shang-Chi at the top of my list because it is the only one I saw twice in the theaters.
And then my other movie was such a surprise to me because I went into it thinking I was going to hate it just based on the trailer and how long we had waited for it to come out, and was shocked that, yeah, I think it's the best movie I saw all year, and that is Free Guy.
I thought that was what you were going to say. A great choice. I have to put you in a different color because my list is all over the place. Free Guy. Cruella. Very nice. Sarah made a beautifully succinct list, and mine have a lot of things on. So here are movies that I really like this year. The Come From Away Pro Shoot on Apple. Promising Young Women. In the Heights. Nomadland, everything Marvel did, and Raya and the Last Dragon, and Encanto. That was all of them.
Okay, I mean, all of those, I, when scrolling through my app, was like, oh, but that was a good one. Oh, but that was a good one. Nomadland almost made the list. It did profoundly affect me.
It was very good, and I just started going back. I think the first movie I saw was in July. So those were, except for two from the Oscars, those were all like from the second half of the year, which is maybe not fair, but that's just how I saw movies this year.
Really, I did not see many in the first half. There wasn't much to see.
Yeah. It was sad.
Okay, TV. Hit me with your TV.
Oh, man. All of them? Okay. This is my top 10 things I love this year. I put Drag Race as I got to see like a new episode of Drag Race almost every week this year from some country or other. And I just think that was so cool. The new season of I Think You Should Leave. Dope Sick. Schmigadoon, the other two, the second season of Ted Lasso, the new season of Succession, Only Murders, and I truly think my favorite thing was WandaVision.
WandaVision was mine! It was such an original form of storytelling that nobody saw coming.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I feel like it was a cultural event for us, too. And it might have just been the time in the year that it aired that there still wasn't a lot going on in the real world. But we were all talking about it and TikToks were all about it. And it was a fun time that I will look back on fondly.
I agree. What was your other one?
That was my main one. Although,
nailed it down.
Succession has been so good.
It is the first. The finale's on tonight, and I don't even know how to deal with it. But Matthew, my mom, and I have continued to watch it as it airs on Sunday nights. We've never done something like that before. It's been such a weird family bonding thing.
Question: have you gotten any of the TikToks of the couple who do Succession scenes together?
No, that sounds fun.
Oh, I will have to send one to you. It started, they started out just doing Shiv and Kendall, but they've expanded the universe, and it's fantastic. When Greg, actually, when Roman showed up, I died.
Oh, I can't wait. Music
was a weird one for me because I didn't have any true full albums that I really loved and listened to on repeat.
Yeah.
It was, and I feel like a lot of artists were just kind of dropping singles that they had released and recorded during COVID. So I didn't get a lot of albums to choose from, but in a surprise to no one, Need to Breathe did release an album, Into the Mystery, and I liked it a lot. It was a slow burn for me. I didn't start off loving it, but yeah. I've been listening to it a lot more and more.
Pretty good pick.
Thanks. What about you?
This is a disaster. This year, I'm 25 albums away from finishing my two-a-day Broadway situation. So I made almost no time to listen to new music and get excited about artists that I was not aware of already. But anybody that I already loved put out music, and I put it on my list. So please stay tuned for my top 10. Billie's Happier Than Ever, Olivia's Sour, Casey's Star-Crossed, and Adele's 30, Julia's Not in Chronological Order, and Bo Burnham's Inside, Bleachers' Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night, Macy Peters' You Signed Up for This, Allie and AJ's, hold on, this is a long one. A Touch of the Beat gets you up on your feet, gets you out and then into the sun. And Demi's Dancing with the Devil, The Art of Starting Over. Whew.
I feel like I am rarely the concise one of the two of us.
I didn't know how long your list would be. And then when I was when you said so that it was perfect, you nailed it. I was oh, well, I can't just pick now because I didn't put them in any sort of order. I just wrote them down.
I will say that Bezos did make my top songs of 2021. So Inside really, even though I didn't give it a thumbs down, did I? Was that one of my sideways? Was that my first thumb sideways?
It was a thumb sideways, and it was just because you didn't want to look at him in his undies.
Yeah, I just didn't enjoy the visual, and it made me a little bit sad, but I enjoyed listening to it a lot.
Yeah, I would agree. Pretty good.
What was your top snack of the year? I know we kind of went over like what our top rated things, but your personal favorite. Oh, I guess you said the popcorners.
I think so. If I were picking something that we didn't eat and that I just like snacked on a lot, that would just be nice cheese and crackers.
Ooh, what's something? This like it's gonna blow the whole facade of me as a snack queen, but my current favorite like side dish slash snack is at Trader Joe's. You can get little baby broccoli. They don't call it broccolini, but I think that's what it is. And I air fry it until it's a little crispy, and it is so yummy.
That sounds good. I was just there yesterday. I had told myself that I could go before Thanksgiving and I could go before Christmas. And I got my grandma some little potatoes, and they were called teeny tiny potatoes instead of fingerling potatoes. So I think they're just deciding what they want.
Thumbs down to Trader Joe's, though, because they have not restocked my favorite Christmas treats. And Hannah and I text each other weekly updating because we both will go after work on different days. And no luck. I got what bags I'm going to get of my beloved white truffle popcorn. And that is that for the year.
They did not have any. I looked yesterday. And they didn't have, I was just looking for the general wording that I heard Hannah say. and I found something that I thought was similar, but it was like the sweet version. And I bought that for my mom.
Ooh.
But I really went both times hoping to find, when I visited you last, we did that like assorted chocolate thing where you like guess what it is. And I was hoping that I would find that as a fun holiday activity, but no luck either time.
Oh, mine had plenty of those.
Oh, I wish I would have asked you.
Yeah, I could have sent it.
Just driving back and forth to Maryland.
Well, this has been a great second year.
I had a lot of fun. I feel like we found not better footing, but perhaps better pacing. And I feel as Elizabeth that maybe I still don't like a lot of things, but I feel more comfortable trying them. Except yesterday my sandwich came with mayonnaise on and I didn't eat it. So not in all ways.
And before we end, I saved this for the last segment, just in case there's anyone who doesn't want to listen to our recap of the last few episodes of The Big Leap. you guys can, you know, go ahead and go, but I don't predict there will be anyone who doesn't want to hear this.
So
did the finale? What?
Do we have two episodes to discuss?
I think two episodes, and I did not take any notes this time, even though
all mental.
While watching, I thought, oh, I should write this down. My main takeaway is, did the finale make you emotional?
I cried every time John got a video.
Didn't cry every time he got a video, but I did cry when he danced with those children.
That was very sweet. I also cried then. I cried seven times.
Oh, I'm so mad at that stupid show. I'm sitting here going, well, they have to do season two now. They set it up.
They talked a lot about it.
They really wanted to hammer it home that it's a possibility. I don't think it is, though.
No, I I fear we've said goodbye to these characters, despite the beautiful press we've been giving them all season.
Can't believe it hasn't helped at all.
I think that I'm mainly focusing on Scott and John. I would watch anything that they do, no matter the context. I just felt like this found something at the end, and that doesn't make it good TV, but I was engaged the entire time.
Yes, like those last two episodes, I think maybe they found their voice a little bit. And I'm with you. I was only hanging on for Scott and John. And I still maintain that had there have been probably fewer writers or better writers, that it could have been a better show. I think my two main changes I would have made is one, go at it from like an Orange is the New Black type of perspective, where like each week we learn about each dancer and their background story.
Perfect.
And my other correction would be, why did John have to fall in love with someone in the cast? Like, just have him, you know, his marriage is struggling, his wife has cancer, his wife dies. He doesn't have to meet someone and 2 weeks later marry her. And then a week later, she's dead.
I would also have done without that. And I never needed to meet the twins' mom.
Oh, no. And the fact that they call her mommy.
Yep, that really bothered me. I was like, I don't know if I can keep pressing on. But I managed it.
I'm proud of you.
It's 10 episodes. It's a network show, so they're like 42 minutes a piece. You could knock it out in a weekend. Like, maybe give it a chance.
If anything, for just a couple fun dance numbers.
Yeah, the dancing was, though it never made sense in the context of what was happening. Like when they were doing that one scene where they were trying to bust her out of the library and they were dancing on the... Like that was like 80s movie nonsense. But pretty good. I can't believe we started this journey together in September.
I guess that's all I got.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And to you, kind lady.
And a Happy New Year.
Ah, yes.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you next season, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.